Money. It comes with a lot of questions, and Fidelity can help you get answers. Visit fidelity.com/blackwealth to learn more.
Google. So big 60 Minutes. Like I said, I love 60 Minutes. Great show. They had
amazing.
They had the CEO of Google on yesterday.
Yes,
if anybody didn't get a chance to check it out, you should. It was good. And he was talking about artificial intelligence. So Google, right? Obviously, you know, Google is the largest search engine ever. YouTube, which we're on right now, is owned by Google. Mm-hmm. So they've dominated, you know, the internet for over a decade. But they're losing the AI race. They're late to the party. Microsoft beat them. ChatGPT.
Are they losing?
So now that they're creating their own version or rival to ChatGPT.
Yep. Yes.
They talked about a lot of different things in that interview. They talked about DeepMind, mm-hmm. Which they've been working on for a while. They talked about artificial general intelligence,
which is different from artificial intelligence.
Artificial general intelligence.
You want to break that down?
But I just want to go through everything
right,
first.
Okay.
And they also spoke about jobs mm-hmm. that will be affected.
They talked
about how artificial intelligence will, the CEO, I don't want to misquote him here. So the CEO, this is the CEO of Google,
Sundar Pichai.
He said that he's worried AI will impact every product across every company.
Yes.
Like no job.
I wrote that quote.
No job, no
everybody,
no company yep. will be not affected by AI. They talked about how a lot of times AI will be working hand to hand, for lack of a better term, with the
your
employee.
Partner. Yep.
So that's like your work partner.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta, you know, learn to work with AI. They showed their robots that were playing soccer.
Yo, that was crazy.
But the crazy thing about that is that the robots taught themselves how to play soccer.
Right. So they started out when they played like most kids do, just run toward the ball, but they kept playing over time. They adapted, they learned, and they became more skilled as they went on, which is like, you're watching this thing happen in real time. This is crazy. There's another quote.
There's another quote.
So he did say impact every product across every industry. But one of the things that stuck out to me, the piece, he said AI can be as good or as evil as human nature allows.
Well, that's what 19 Key said. It's not AI that's evil. It's a human that's evil because the human has to train the AI. They also showed their chess master. They're developing a chess master, artificial intelligence. Yeah. So this is a lot of different things. And the artificial general intelligence. So mostly artificial intelligence is trained for one thing, right? It's like you could train to computer program. Right. Or you can train something to actually logistically to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
But the artificial general intelligence is like humans. Humans have general intelligence where now you can be educated on a variety of different things.
That changes.
And now you can move in and out of conversations, move in and out of tasks. You could go from painting a wall to hammering a screw,
to playing
ping pong, to speaking Spanish, to reading a child a nighttime story, right? Mm-hmm. That's artificial general intelligence, where now it's a variety of different things that's all working together. So that was a very, very interesting conversation. So we want to dissect this.
It was crazy.
Who wants to go first?
I just want to say one thing.
Is the air condition working?
It is. It's getting hot.
Okay.
Muy caliente.
Yo, muy caliente.
The part about it that I think is impressive and may go overlooked, the most important person throughout that entire piece, yes, the Sundar is the CEO of Google, but the most important man inside of the AI space is a black man from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
Aliki Bole Shalo.
James Manyeka. He Oxford grad, just a brilliant mind, but his job is to make sure that we can pair AI and humanity in a way that is effective and doesn't become evil. So like he has the job of making sure that for Google, at least, that this AI is used in its appropriate manner, which is like a huge, huge task. This guy becomes like one of the most important people in the history of the world because this technology
can become Skynet.
It is it's the most important technology, maybe, he said, since fire.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's the most dictator. Yeah. Bill Gates said this is the second revolutionary technology that's ever came out in his lifetime. Obviously, the internet being the first.
Yeah.
So yeah, they said that this is probably one of the most important technologies ever. Yeah. One of the most important inventions ever.
Yeah, it made me think of the conversation we had last week when we were talking about if we would implant those chips in our brain. Because when they were talking about Bard and the operating system, how that works, they said the semiconductors that use Bard, right, that are used inside of it, they operate at 100,000 times faster than the human brain.
Mm-hmm. And Bard, that's their version of ChatGPT.
That's their version of ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's the AI version. I mean, did you guys see the company that put the brain models on locusts and control them with AI? It's fascinating. It is fascinating. Like, and this is like, and the number one reason for this tool is automation. Of course, automation. Every time you hear that, I want you guys to think job destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Number one reason for it. Like, I am begging you, I'm doing it myself. Me and Ty was here in Puerto Rico going over, like, it's like 40 new apps that comes out every day. It's like almost too much. But I also said, I have not felt this excited about entrepreneurship since I found trading. So figuring out how to use them all together. I even reposted like that Drake and Weeknd collaboration.
That was
last night. I was up like messing with Resemble, and I only uploaded, I think, 25 clips. And it was kind of robotic in how I did my voice, but it did model my voice in like 15 minutes. So I'm like, if I upload 400 clips, what can I do at that point? So you have to be involved in this technology, or we are going to be pushed out effectively.
Yeah, so Bard, the way they did it was they let it study the internet for a few months. It studied every single piece of content on the internet to come up with its prompts.
Yep.
So when you were talking about something that's computing at 100,000 times faster per minute, like, this is, think about that. Like, there's no way to compete with that. Now, you said job destruction, right? But the way that the piece kind of made it look, it was more less about job destruction, but more about job efficiency.
Right. Yeah, but if I'm involved with Google, one right. of the biggest.
Right. I'm just saying the way they made yeah. the because even when they were talking about chess, it was like, yeah, in 1 week it was better than the grandmaster, and then by 2 weeks it was the greatest player of all time. In a month, it figured out ways to move chess pieces that nobody's ever seen,
ever thought of. Yep.
The human brain couldn't even compute it.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying. So now, if you think about that in terms of jobs, number one. Why is it able to do that? Because it never stops working.
Mm-hmm.
It's always computing, and it's computing at such a fast speed, and it never has to stop. This becomes more efficient because if you have machinery inside of, let's say, a factory, and they were talking about, and we had this conversation too about what are people buying? They're buying warehouses. It's not to put inventory in, it's to put machinery in.
Store data.
Yeah. It can actually store data and compute. It was like, oh, but if you have that automated and moving at that speed, how more efficient is your business now?
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.